We are live. Welcome to Keeping It Real with Frankie D, the very first Italian-American podcast and the home of your Italian-American moment. I am your very proud host, Frankie D, and we can be heard at ItalianAmericanLife.com, on iTunes, Stitcher, your podcast app. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and connect with us on LinkedIn, and check out our new YouTube page channel with all our Italian-American moments. I have the pleasure of welcoming Marty DePaisan, a community outreach coordinator from Connecticut, New Haven, Connecticut, East Haven, Connecticut, both to the show. Marty, welcome.
Frankie D, thanks for having me on your lovely podcast here. I'm kind of nervous being on a podcast. You know, I've never done anything like this before.
No, but you're used to the microphone and the videos and all that. So, community outreach coordinator, I know you do tons with Connecticut, and I want you to educate us that aren't real familiar with all that. So how did you get started in all this?
Frankie, seriously, thanks for having me on your show tonight. I love all your videos. You're a very knowledgeable person, and thanks a lot for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Sunday Sauce Pot was internet radio show, and then from there I did YouTube videos, and I'm actually now getting back into it. It's because I'm out here in Chicago now, and there's so much content out here, and I figure why not start it up again. So right now the public access television show Sunday Sauce Pot is going out to Missouri, and we're going back into Connecticut. And we're in the process of going into Chicago on CAN TV, which is Chicago's public access television show and public access television station, which reaches 450,000 homes. So we're in the process of doing that, and we're very excited about that. And we've got some great shows lined up, and I have a lot of fun with it, just like you, Frankie. A lot of fun with these podcasts.
Absolutely.
You know, it's fun meeting all the people of all the different communities. And when I was in Connecticut on ETV and CTV, we went all over Connecticut filming all the events and interviewing all kinds of bands. And I made so many connections, so many friends over the years. It's a really fun thing to do, you know?
Oh, for sure. For sure. Shout out to our good friend, John Conena. Good evening. Thanks for listening, John. Great guy from Chicago. Tell us about, so New Haven, Connecticut. Now I'm a Chicago guy. I'm not really familiar with all of that. I didn't even know that's where Yale University is. And it's a pretty big city, correct?
Over really? You didn't know Yale was in New Haven?
I could lie, but why should I? So, no, I really didn't. I knew it was, I'm a dummy. It's out east.
You're a very intelligent guy.
Massachusetts, isn't that where Harvard is, I guess? I don't know. I'm being honest. I didn't know exactly where it was, but very big Italian-American population, correct?
Yes. It's still very strong, not just in New Haven, surrounding cities. See, in Connecticut, you don't have suburbs. You have surrounding cities. And there's a lot of Italian-American communities throughout Connecticut. There's a lot of Italians out there. And back in 2011, East Haven, Connecticut, had the most Italians in the entire state of Connecticut, according to the Census Bureau. So East Haven is a town of about 30,000 people, and you had the most in the entire state, which I felt honored to be part of, you know. And New Haven, still very strong. You got Worcester Street, which is New Haven's Little Italy. And that started back in the – go ahead.
I was going to say, tell us about Worcester, what is it called, Worcester Square?
Well, Worcester Square is off of Worcester Street. So Worcester Street is Little Italy. It's got a nice, beautiful arch. And at night, they
over the street.
Yeah, like in the middle of the street, you'll see a big metal arch, and they light it up at nighttime with the Italian colors. It's very nice. And on that one street, you have, I want to say, six pizza parlors, and they all do very well. And besides that, you have Libby's Italian Pastry, and you have Consiglio's restaurant, and just a whole bunch of Italian restaurants. And it all starts...
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It all started in the early 1900s, Frankie, when the Italian migration came from Italy. So all the people that were working at the factories were all right near Worcester Street. So they all settled on Worcester Street. And that's how, and it's still thriving today. And it's very strong Italian community. And it's...
Marty, is it a lot of like clubs and... You know, they have, I don't know, parties, and we tend to do like dinner dances here in Chicago and things of that nature. Do they do that?
Well, you have all the different clubs. Next year, Waterbury Unico from the town of Waterbury, they're going to be celebrating 100 years. You have Santa Maria Maddalena. They do the Italian feast for over 120 years. Back in the 80s and 90s, you had the Worcester Street Arvest, and that was our big Italian festival. And they stopped it because the people, the neighbors, were saying that it was too loud, so they had to shut down the feast. And a lot of people are disappointed about that.
Okay, speaking of the feast, are they still, okay, you mentioned that one. Are the other ones, maybe like the religious ones, are they still really, really strong?
Or well, the churches, they continue it on, the churches. So you have the St. Andrew's Apostle Society. They're doing their Italian feast for 121 years.
Okay, this is New Haven.
Right.
About. Now, what about East Haven?
East Haven,
which is I want to see if I remember what you said. It's not a suburb, it's
a surrounding city.
Okay, so East Haven, right. The surrounding city, is it on the border of New Haven or is it close?
Well, in New Haven, you got this big bridge, and we call it the Q Bridge. And you got to look, I'll send you some pictures of that, Frankie. It's beautiful, they light it up at night. They just redid it a few years ago, but the bridge connects East Haven to New Haven. So you have all the havens. You have New Haven, West Haven, North Haven, East Haven, and East Haven. The Italian American Club of East Haven just celebrated 41 years, and they got a bocce league starting up in September. You can find them on Facebook for all our Connecticut fans that are tuning in. I'm going to be posting some stuff about them, but 41 years.
Tell us also, I know you're real involved with, you know, Facebook pages and all kinds of things. Tell me about the different pages dedicated to Connecticut and all the havens.
Well, I got several myself. I got about four or five Facebook groups, and then I got the Sunday Sauce Spot page, and then there's one group I think I invited you to, Frankie, the Pizzaholics.
Yes, you did. I appreciate the pictures. Gets me hungry every time.
That's really, really good stuff. I think there's over 200,000 members to that group.
Is and that then, just pizza from Connecticut, though? I always wondered about that.
No, there's pizza from all pizza over. From everywhere.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Because there are big differences in pizza. That we
absolutely.
And you're gonna.
Who's your favorite pizza parlor out here, Frankie?
Chicago. Okay, yeah. But even with that, in Chicago we have pizzerias that are Neapolitan. They make genuine not pizza napolitana. That's one thing. Chicago style pizza, which I'm going to tell you, Marty, it's not that deep dish stuff that they try to tell you. The original Chicago style pizza is a thin crust. We don't cut it in pie shape. We cut it squares.
Yeah, I don't like that, Frankie.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's the way we do it. And then later on, this deep dish like Pizzeria Uno, Pizzeria Due. I'm not even really crazy about that deep dish. So I like more the thin crust, Chicago style.
Deep dish reminds me of lasagna.
Yeah, it's too much for me. I don't like it. And we, like I said, we have a couple of really good Neapolitan pizza places. I know in the city of Chicago now, we even have one of yours from Connecticut. We have, you know, Cole and all kinds. But I'm not having one until I go to Connecticut. How about that?
There you go.
I wanted it authentic. So I looked up this. Okay, so you guys, the pizza in the Havens. Can I say that? The Havens.
That's exactly it. You got West Haven, North Haven, East Haven, and New Haven.
That's not offending anyone?
Absolutely not.
I was just taking a shot. All right. So the pizza in the Havens, they call it Abitz. Is this correct?
Abitz, yeah.
Abitz. Okay. So from my research, apparently there was a lot of people from Naples that went to the Havens, and in their dialect, they say Abitz. So this is the way pizza is known in the Havens, correct?
Especially New Haven. That's where our beat started, was New Haven.
Especially New Haven. Shout out to Lynn Alberino. I'm assuming she's...
Hey, Lynn, thanks for watching.
Yes, thank you, Lynn. Okay, so New Haven, our beats. There was a documentary, I'm pretty sure done by them, Pizza, A Love Story, which I love. They say...
That's done by Gorman. Pizza. Gorman is a...
in the country.
An independent film director, and he created this film, I want to say, a couple years ago, and you can watch the trailer on YouTube, but if you go to a Pizza Love Story, Google that, it'll bring you to the website, and you can actually buy the DVD, and if you're a pizza connoisseur, I suggest you get this DVD. It's
The pizza looks delicious.
Oh, my gosh, Frankie.
It's baked in a coal fire oven until charred. So it always looks a little burnt, so to speak, but it looks great. But now what's the deal? It's without cheese? So there's no cheese on a...
No, there's cheese on it. You could have just the sauce. Did it originally
start out without cheese or something? I researched. It said something about without cheese.
No, Sally's has the sauce. They're the ones who did just the sauce pie. And Frank Pepe, he's the one who invented the white clam pie. Then you have Bar Pizza. That's the name of the place, Bar Pizza. They invented the mashed potatoes pizza. Mashed potatoes with bacon and cheese. And if you haven't tried any of this, you're thinking I'm from Mars.
Sounding a little crazy at this point.
White clam pizza.
What does that mean? White clam, clams? Clams are on the pizza?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's so good. White clams with the garlic oil and the mozzarella.
Okay. Can it's I mooch. A regular cheese pizza?
Absolutely. You can get whatever you want. And there's, you know, Worcester Street is famous for it, but there's so many other pizza parlors. You know, one of my favorite is Frisco's. Every pizza parlor that you go to has their trademark pie. Well, from Frisco's, I like the sausage and bacon. You know, it's just unbelievable. Everything, there's something about the water in New Haven, Frankie, that makes the dough what it is. You know, when I was in Florida, Florida pizza isn't that great. But there was one pizza parlor that had the water made like New York. They had a scientist come in to make their water like New York. And they kept getting the water like that. And that was out in Orlando. So,
okay, two questions. One, in the Havens, I like saying that, by the way, in the Havens.
Frankie.
In the Havens. Do they have like a Chicago style pizzeria or a, I don't know, Detroit style or a New York style or a Neapolitan? Do they have these pizzerias in the Havens like we do in Chicago? or no?
Not that I'm aware of. You can't get. I never even heard of deep dish till I moved out here. I didn't even know what deep dish was till I moved here.
Okay, so beets, the way they make it, the thin, the charred, that's every pizzeria. There's no every pizzeria. Okay,
right.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Now, let me ask you, because you are in Chicago, and I understand we have one pizzeria here that is supposed to be a New Haven, Connecticut style pizzeria, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that's on North Avenue. It's called Peace.
Peace. Peace?
Yeah, like a piece of pizza.
Pizza, not peace.
And Rick Nielsen is part owners with that.
Okay.
Rick Nielsen from Cheap Trick.
Oh, really? Okay, I didn't know that.
The other owner is Billy Jacobs, and he's from New Haven.
Okay.
So he had the people from New Haven come out to his establishment. It's out in Wicker Park.
Right.
And they helped him get it off the ground, and it's lines out the door every Friday night.
Think of it. Forget the lines. What does Marty the Paisan, the original, the authentic, think of it? Be honest.
I give it about an 8.2.
Who are you, Dave Portnoy? Is that your hero?
Nah, that guy, you know, he claims that New Haven is the capital pizza capital of the
country,
of the world or whatever.
Okay.
But I got news for him. We already knew that before he even said it.
Wow, so Marty can't even take a compliment. The guy was being nice. You don't like it?
Well, I appreciate, like I said, I appreciate it, but you know, people from Connecticut already knew that. We didn't need him to say that, but we appreciate the compliment.
Okay. Shout out to Laura Capello.
Lori, how you doing? Thanks for watching, Laura.
So we got a lot of great pizza in this country. We got a lot of great pizza in Chicago. That's a pretty big statement. That's pretty bold.
There is a lot of good, you know, Chicago is a great town. I like Chicago. I just don't like.
I'm not sure now, but okay.
I just don't like driving around here, Frankie. You know, every time I go out for leisure, I come home 2 weeks later, I'm getting a ticket mailed to me, you know?
You are right, my friend. Happens to me too. I agree with you. But like I said, it was a great town, but I definitely want to try the pizza in Connecticut, and I want to go there. I don't want to have it some other place in Florida or Chicago.
No.
I want to go there.
You know what else you got to have when you go to Connecticut?
Please tell.
A lobster roll.
Please explain.
A lobster roll. So there's a couple of places out here in Chicago that they say New England style lobster roll. So I'm like, yeah, all right, I finally found one. So I go there, and it's like shredded lobster meat with salsa on it, and it's cold. That's nothing like a New England-style lobster roll. New England-style lobster roll is chunks of lobster on a hot dog roll submerged in melted butter, toasted, and it's just out of this world. I had one that's similar to Connecticut, and it's Brown Bag Seafood Company, but it's really expensive because of the pandemic and everything. But
say hot dog roll, you don't mean a hot dog bun. You just mean a roll that's long in shape.
Right. It's like a hot dog bun.
But
and the lobster meat is stuffed inside of it, and the bun is submerged in butter, melted butter, and it's toasted, and it's
a sandwich.
It's a lobster roll.
Okay, we call them sandwiches. Okay, all right. Shout out to Maurino Radi. His favorite, one of his the best pizzas in Chicago, northwest side of Chicago, Sorrento's Pizza on Harlem Avenue. Since I'm from here, I'm going to guess it's about 27 something North Harlem Avenue. So that's my neighborhood. So I like that.
Another good one I had, Frankie, was Capri. Have you ever had Capri
pizza?
Yeah. Out here in Burr Ridge. Is it Burr Ridge?
I mean, I know there's restaurants with that name. I didn't know they made pizza.
Yeah. It's okay. Really good. It's thin. The sausage is good.
There's so many I could give you, I mean, just.
We're gonna have to go, Frankie.
Outstanding. Pizza Boy in a bunch of locations. One in Grand and Ogden, Chicago. Pizza Boy in Edison Park, Chicago is real good. There's a lot of really good pizzas. And there are some of these deep dish or thicker ones that there's one in Chicago called Pequod's. And one day on the Food Network, it was voted like second best pizza in the country.
Yeah.
At the time, I never even really heard it. I didn't hear of it because, you know, Chicago in the suburbs is enormous. And there's probably 1,000 pizzerias. So, I mean, I don't know them all, but there's a lot of good ones. But, okay, tell me now, Connecticut, New Haven, how far is that, little geography lesson, how far would that be from, like, what's close to that, New York City?
New York is probably 2 hours away.
I want to plan a trip here, Marty, and I want to go to all of them. So is like Hoboken close or Boston or what are we talking?
Well, Connecticut is in the middle of New York and Boston. And you're about 2 hours from each.
Okay. So this
and then also when you if you take the trip out there, you got to go to Mohegan Sun, the casino.
Why would I do that?
Because it's beautiful to see. Just like you want to. Oh yeah, it's huge.
Marty, stick with the community outreach, not promoting gambling.
No, forget about the gambling. You got so many restaurants and shops in there. It's a nice visit. Okay. And then something else, if you're going to go to Connecticut, you're going to go to New Haven, you want to go to East Rock. East Rock, you go at the top of the mountain, and you overlook the entire city of New Haven. It's beautiful. Then now, you got
Have you been to, like, all these places out east? How about, like, Providence, Rhode Island, and, like, all these little Italies? Have you done that before?
I've been to Boston and I've been to New York.
Where in New York? Mulberry Street, but
yep. I did a show on San Gennaro, and that was a few years back. And I do have to say this, Frankie, from all the Italian communities that I've been to, Chicago has the strongest. What's that?
We do.
You do.
I'm making it bigger now. I want you to say that again. Go ahead.
The Italian American community here in Chicago is the strongest that I've been involved with. I've been meeting people, and I grew up in East Haven, and it's the support that you guys have for one another for this meeting at Arrigo Park every Sunday. Is just phenomenal. That thing that we were at a couple weeks ago, the Italian Unity Day, you had over 300 people show up for that. 300, 400, 500 people. I don't even know how many people there was. There was a lot of people.
I think, though, it was because they heard you were going to be there.
I think they heard you were going to be there.
Well, I think it was you, my friend. Look at you. You're like a rock star. I was afraid to come on once I saw the way you looked.
So yeah, it's a
nice compliment. I hope so. More than ever, I speaking from Chicago, and I'm assuming probably the all the little Italies. We got to stick together, and we've got to kind of be like on the same page. And our ethnic group. Is it's changing. I mean, it's definitely changing. The neighborhoods that we once knew are not there anymore. There's a lot of different things. We don't have people, coming from Italy like they used to be, obviously. So we have to work at this. We have to show our kids, our grandkids. I say that all the time. You have to make them aware and expose them to the Italian language. Okay. You have to expose them and make them aware of cultural things. That's why, like me, the podcast, but also the fact of these Italian American moments, I do these little quick videos. It's to just keep this information alive about an invention, about something to be proud of. We have lots to be really proud of, and I want that to continue. And
so all our Connecticut
says our Italian American communities need to stick together. You are correct, Don. And Felice Musco, a great man from Bridgeport, a haven. Can I say haven for other things than Connecticut?
Are you talking about Bridgeport, Connecticut, or Bridgeport here?
No. Bridgeport in Chicago. It's a neighborhood. Can I say the haven of Italian Americans, or is that wrong?
There you go.
It's really hard. You know, I don't know. What I've learned now with you is I know nothing about geography. I don't really know many words. So I got a lot of work to do, Marty.
I'm sure you'll take care of it, though. I mean, you're a walking encyclopedia.
No, I'm going to try. So this is what we all have to do. And I love that you do all this and, you know, keep doing what you're doing and keep all these stories and all these, you know, cultural things alive. And, you know, it's a presence. That's what it is. It's like in neighborhoods when we put signs in the Italian American neighborhoods, or, you know, like Worcester Square, I'm sure they have like flags, and you said they have the arch, and it makes a presence. Okay.
That's right.
Yes. And then I'm going to say, cause I'm a big, huge backer of it. When the kids are little, have them take Italian classes. The Italian language is huge. Without the language, we don't have culture. Okay, so have them take the classes, and then that trip to Italy. Trip to Italy is worth 1,000 trips to Chicago, Connecticut, New York combined. I'm sorry. It's a fact.
So everybody that's watching, all our Connecticut friends that are watching, I want you to like this page. He's got a lot of good videos. You're going to like him. Please. If you like me, you're going to love Frankie D.
Thank you, Marty.
He's very intelligent guy. I could ask him a question about anything right now. What was the first pizza parlor in Chicago, Frankie?
That's a really rough question. I know the one in New York was Lombardo.
Okay.
You told me yours was Pepe's, right?
He was the founder. And I believe, I don't know this to be 100% true or not, but I think Pepe was the inventor of the square pizza box.
Okay, that's good to know. I do not know the answer of Chicago, because I'll be honest, Marty, I don't think anybody lays claim to being like the first pizzeria in Chicago. The only thing I know about Chicago, first of all, an Italian beef sandwich exists only here, an Italian beef sandwich that was started in Chicago. The dish chicken Vesuvio, I don't know if they eat that out there in Connecticut, but there's a restaurant here in Chicago that lays claim to being the first one to make a chicken Vesuvio. But as far as a pizza place, and if somebody from Chicago knows, okay, apparently we had research done here in my IT department. Granados on Taylor Street, which I never heard of. I didn't know. And I don't think, you know, I don't know. I don't think that's a big thing with us, but that's really good to know. Definitely. Shout out to Alessandro Savaglio, tremendous man and quite a looker. Joey Gallero.
See, I can't see the comments. I can only see me and you.
Yeah, Mark, it's my show. Let's not overdo this. I'm kidding. But thank you. And please like the page, just to see these Italian American moments. I'm going to say this sincerely. Everything I do, like Marty, this is not for any personal gain. I'm not benefiting nothing. It's to spread knowledge. It's to spread our knowledge, our culture, and hopefully spread our pride. So please like the Facebook page or go on my website. And I'm just trying to get through to people, and especially those younger people, because, you know, every day I'm getting older. Look at me. My God, I don't even like to see myself, you know, in the
mirror. You don't look a day over 29.
Yeah. And we need Dawn. Thank you so much, Dawn Matera. She says she loves the Italian moments. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And I love when somebody comes up to me and says, oh my God, I love that. And I show my kid, because that's what it's for. And if you have any suggestions, send them to me. You know, many of the ones I get, it's from people sending it to me. So, Marty, they want to follow you. They want to reach you. They want to, you know, start dressing like you. Let's hope not. But if someone does, what do they do?
Well, if they want to start dressing like me, they got to go to hardcoreitalians.com.
Okay. And then how do they reach you and all these things you're doing?
Sunday's Sauce Pot, and that's plural with an S. Sunday's Sauce Pot is on YouTube and on Facebook. And I really appreciate anybody that wants to start following me. I wish I could say I could give you $1 million if you start following me, but you know, I don't have money like Frankie D to do that. So
look at the way I'm dressed, the way you're dressed. That outfit probably costs $399. I got this shirt for free. They couldn't get rid of it. They couldn't sell it. They gave it to me. So how do they follow you?
Sunday Sauce Pot and Marty Paisan on Facebook.
Okay.
I'm not on Twitter. I'm only on Facebook and YouTube. And we got videos going up every week on YouTube. What the videos are, they're shorter versions of the shows that we're filming out here in the Chicagoland area. So we did Sundays on State Street. That's a big festival that they've been doing. We did Taste of Lincoln Avenue. We got press passes to go to the Illinois State Fair. So we're going to be out there filming.
Okay, how about Harlem Avenue? I'm going to take you to Harlem Avenue. You're going to see fresh pasta made. We'll take you in the back.
Let's do that.
Panzerotti, Anacini. Okay?
That'll be great, Frank.
All right, great. And when I go to this Connecticut, this haven in Connecticut.
New Haven? You want to stay at a really nice hotel. You're going to look up the Omni downtown New Haven. That's a really nice hotel.
Before I let you go, one of my goals, the bucket list thing is, because I've hardly traveled. I for so many years, I was very tied down with my business. So I want to go out east and hit, like I said, all the Little Italys. I want to go to all of them. I think I would love it. It would be such a great experience. Maybe, you know, tape some moments and things like that. So that is
That would be a great documentary, Frankie. I don't think anybody's done that.
Really? Well, now they're going to do it because I said it out loud. What a dummy I am. See? Connie Ann, great to see Connie Ann. Great lady from Grand Avenue, Chicago.
All right.
All right, Marty, anything else before we close this session?
Frankie, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. And, you know, stay well. And
thank you. I thought you were going to say my two keywords.
How I love you, baby.
Oh, this. Stay proud. Say it, Marty.
Stay proud.
Thank you.
Loves you, baby.
Yes. Thank you for your time and all you're doing. A very fun, interesting show. Felice, we got to go to Boston for sure. And to all our listeners, thank you for listening. And I'm not kidding. Do these things. Keep it going. Show the kids language, Italian language, trip to Italy, all our culture. Keep it going. It's the best. It's great. And we're on a roll. We won the Euro Cup. We did phenomenal in the Olympics. We won more medals than we ever did. Fastest man in the world. 4x100 gold. A lot of great things. So let's keep it going. World Cup in June. Not that far off. Okay? All right, Marty. Thank you so much. Everyone have a great night.
Ciao, baby. Thanks a lot, Frankie.